Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm gonna be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my Golden Globe gigglers? That was hard to say.
What accent was that?
And
too?
Everyone's making fun of Joe Coy hosting. I can't even say Golden Globe gigglers. I watched the whole thing. I watched everything. I took notes for the gigglers, and I have.
Did you watch any red carpets, or you just went into Golden Globes?
So this was the first time ever that there was no cable red carpet,
which is crazy.
Which is, I mean, I don't know what's happening in Hollywood.
And I also went on TikTok. When you said, hey, there's no E! News coverage,
yeah.
I thought you were asking me. I didn't know you were telling me. So then when I was like, oh, well, something has to be like on TikTok. Like they have to be going live on TikTok or something. No, there was nothing.
So I like Googled it. You know when you Google like how to watch something and then there's a full article about it? I'm like, I don't need an article.
Yeah, I don't need to read
and
about
I,
it.
And I like panicked and I was like, no, you have to figure this out for the gigglers because you need to watch.
Yeah.
So then you have to go on Variety's YouTube page, which already is too many steps for me.
Yep, too much admin.
And then I connected it to my TV. Like I fully,
no.
I went hard because I had nothing else to do. I was like, let's do one thing. And I watched all of it from like 6 p.m. to midnight.
And what'd you think?
I have so many thoughts.
So okay, let's dive in.
First of all, I want to address the Joe Coy drama.
Yeah.
And give the gigglers like a little my 2 cents of what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Chris Rock and Ali Wong said no to the gig.
Okay.
And it's known in the comedy community that award show hosting is like
kiss of death.
Very difficult to do. And like Trevor Noah's good at it. There are some people that are good at it.
I think Ricky Gervais should just always be it.
And it's he's great at it because not all his jokes hit.
Yeah.
But he at least makes the audience knows what's going to happen. He leans in. He commits to it. And he's just like, I don't give a fuck. And if you know the person on stage doesn't give a fuck, it makes everyone feel better.
Yes.
Michael Che from SNL wrote the funniest things.
What he said.
I have to write.
Every time I hear Michael Che's name, I think about the time that him and Leah Mobb got into a fight on Instagram, and I'll never forget
People don't
it.
Talk about it enough.
People don't talk
Michael
about
che,
it.
Michael Che and Leah from Real Housewives of New York matched on a dating app and then had a full fight
in the media, and I was living for it. I was like, wait, this is the best pair ever.
Michael Che is sassy. So he writes, comedians should boycott hosting award shows. For one, it's very difficult to make movie stars laugh. They're way too self-conscious to have a good time.
Yeah.
Two, they don't even want to laugh. They're too busy thinking about their careers and their speeches and their cause. And he put cause in quotations. They think they want to be made fun of, but they actually don't. They want to get a nice photo on a trophy. Imagine right before game 7 of the NBA Finals, you had to go to the locker room and make LeBron laugh. He goes, also, Hollywood doesn't respect comedians. If they did, Eddie Murphy, Jim Carrey would have 3 Oscars for their movies, not the dramas.
So true.
And then he goes, so they expect us to host the Oscars, but won't even nominate us? Fuck that. Get a magician. I will never host a Hollywood award show, unless I'm asked. And I feel exactly the same way.
I was like, unless they ask it.
It's so easy to like, I was watching and I was talking to Dez, and Dez is like, yo, this gig is so hard. Like, yeah. Don't be judgy. This is so hard. You like, honestly, this is why you should say no to some gigs, yep. Whatever. But my thing with Joe Coy is,
how happy is Chelsea Handler this morning? Just.
I thought about her the whole time.
I thought about her the whole time.
Oh my God.
Because nobody loves like revenge when you didn't have to do anything more than us.
This is one of those moments where Chelsea probably could have gone on a podcast, talk shit, and the universe said, Chelsea, sit back.
Yeah, just
wait. We have a more creative way this karma's going to play out.
We have a more evil plan that you couldn't even think of. And that, like, I love.
And the best part about it, she probably saw that he was hosting the Golden Globes and was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, and like, her heart sank. And she's like, oh, my God, I've seen my ex-boyfriend, like, thriving.
Everyone's going to, like, love him on it.
So this is my thing with Joe Coy. I loved him when he was on Chelsea Handler.
Yes.
I do think he definitely didn't have as much time as some other comics have to prepare. But what you do is you get a writing team.
Yep.
So, like, let's say you said, Hannah, you have 10 days to prepare for the Golden Globes. I call up all the funniest comics I know who are willing to work for me, and you pay them to come up with whatever the, like, five-minute jokes are.
So that's on you.
That's on you, but, like, people help you, like, get it together.
Like, the Golden Globes has to approve the jokes that you and your team have written.
Exactly. Like, Chris Rock has a whole writing team that will help him. But you're probably the ultimate say, like, I want to do that joke or I don't want to do that joke.
I felt like the jokes were very 2010.
So I think the writing room was definitely all men.
100%.
To have a joke that Barbie was just about a plastic doll with boobs. Whatever. But along to, like, he
could have been funnier.
He had a funny Gary Keoghan. Gary.
Who?
Fixed Wi-Fi. Barry Keoghan. Okay. He had a funny joke about his penis, and then he made the penis joke about Bradley Cooper's nose. Like, it's not like it was completely horrible. It was just, you can tell that he started and it wasn't going that well.
Yeah.
And I can't explain it. When your set's going badly, the heat just, like, goes to your head.
Yeah.
And I could, like, see it happening for him.
Yeah.
And I started sweating. Butter was sweating.
Yeah. And then didn't he say, like, I didn't write these jokes?
So that's the thing. The one thing about being a comic is you have to make sure the crowd is, like, comfortable. Like, even if it's hard, like, you just want them to trust you and then they can flow better.
Yeah.
Like, you want to just be likable. Where he came on and immediately lost them with the Barbie joke.
Yeah.
And then was saying stuff and it wasn't landing that well. And then he just goes rogue.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, I didn't write these jokes. My writers did. The ones that you laughed at, I wrote at. Ha ha. And then from that moment, like,
No, it's like secondhand embarrassment, just like so awkward.
And I have so much empathy for him, and comics have so much empathy for him because it is a really fucking hard gig.
Yep.
Actually, Michael Che also joked, he was like, I hate how they cut to the actors and they're like not laughing. It's like, you're fucking actors. Act like it's funny.
Yeah, like do him a solid.
When
up
you
there.
Guys, when you lose, you're all fucking clapping and smiling, acting like you're fine.
Right.
There's, I think Robert De Niro or Harrison Ford, one of them, like, rolled their eyes, and that was going.
I think it was Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. And then Selena Gomez put her head in her hands at one point.
And Taylor Swift, like, took a sip of her drink. Can we?
Taylor knew what she was doing.
She knew what she was doing. I'm foaming at the mouth. Can we talk about the Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, like, them talking shit about Kylie?
I saw that and I go, that is an episode of Giggly Squad. That is literally what Giggly Squad is. That is girlhood. That is girldom. That is my religion, whatever's happening.
Such unpopular opinions flowing through my fucking head right now. No, Paige, I know.
Paige, we were doing so well.
Everyone take a sip of your drink.
Okay.
Now.
Is this like a meditation app?
If, let's just speak in hypotheticals because let me preface with, we don't know any of the people involved. We don't know all the drama. We only know what we can surmise. So from what I'm surmising.
Okay, word of the week.
Not to be confused with just smizing. But what I am surmising is if it is true that Selena Gomez went up to Taylor Swift and, wait, how pretty is whatchamacallit's fucking wife? Kelly, Miles Teller.
Oh, is that who?
That's his wife.
She just came as like a friend?
Well, I think she came as like the date to her husband.
Was he there?
Was he not?
I didn't see Miles Teller there.
Oh.
I think maybe she came. Maybe as she came Taylor's as a friend. Girly.
Whatever. But she's so pretty. I was on a plane with them one time. What?
This one time at Bay Camp.
Literally, this one time I was on a plane to LA and Miles Teller and his wife were sitting behind me.
Behind you?
Yeah. I didn't say anything though because I was just like, no, I would I didn't want to be like weird, but I would
never.
Whatever.
I'd be like, can you drive the plane?
I'm like, Miles, do you think you can land this plane? 50% of men think they do. My boyfriend thinks he can. If Selena Gomez was in actuality going up to Taylor Swift and saying, I asked Timothy Chalamet for a picture and Kylie said no, if that is actually what she said to her and that's what they were talking about, I'm team Kylie. 1,000%. In what world is Selena Gomez, who has beef with Haley, Kendall, that whole crowd, going up to Kylie's boyfriend asking for a picture when there's already so much drama with like Justin and like whatever the media was going to say about said picture that could have been taken?
Yeah.
So I'm on her side for that. Mm-hmm. Also, she's best friends with Taylor. Taylor hates Kylie's older sister. Mm-hmm. Why would she like even get involved? Kylie's over at the table with her mans telling each other they love each other. You look so hot. I want to get married. You three are over at the other table talking about how much you hate them, which, no shade, I've built my whole life on doing that. I love sitting at the table with my girlfriends. Don't,
like, they could have been talking about the sushi. She could have said, I 100%. Was in the bathroom and Meryl Streep took the biggest dump.
Yeah, she could have been saying that. Yes. And that totally could have been the conversation. Yeah.
At the end of the day, the patriarchy is winning.
Yeah.
Because
we're all fighting.
Well, the girls are fighting
again. The girls are fighting again.
The girls are being pit against each other. Timothée Chalamet is chilling. Well, it's funny because when I saw her whisper Timothée Chalamet, I thought maybe he did something. Why are we assuming Kylie or Selena?
You're like, a better woman than me.
No, but maybe Timothée Chalamet, like...
Yeah, maybe Timothy said, hey, Selena, fuck off.
Yeah, maybe he... Timothy did
then,
something.
And then in that situation, we're team Selena and Taylor. Mm-hmm. But we don't know.
That's the
we
thing.
Don't know.
We don't know.
That's the thing we don't know. That's but I like...
One thing we know...
Is that we don't.
We never know. We will never know.
If there's one thing we know... is that we probably won't know.
That we definitely and probably don't know.
And that's true.
And that's girl math.
And let's, okay, now let me switch gears to celebrity outfits since we're on it.
Okay. Overall, what was your overall, like, feeling?
Overall, my feeling was, okay. Okay, yeah, okay.
Red, silver, which I've been wearing for a while now.
I wasn't, like, there was one dress that I thought was fucking spectacular, and of course I didn't fucking screenshot it, but it was the girl who is on Euphoria, Hunter Schafer.
Oh.
I loved that dress. And
it's funny because that was the dress that gave most backlash. People saying it was like...
I don't
like
care.
But it's because it was more artistic.
Way more artistic, way more like fashion-y, way like I like things that when they get on the red carpet, you're like, what is that? I've never seen a dress like that. I loved hers. Mm-hmm. I also like J-Lo's. I thought it was like, just like pretty. It was very page-coded. It was like pink roses and like flowers and whatever. And I just like thought it was cute.
Billie Eilish went full electric grandpa.
Billie Eilish went full electric grandpa.
I think she looked great.
I think for a different event. You're at the Golden Globes.
For Billie Eilish's outfit?
Yeah.
For Lower East Side going to get coffee? Obsessed.
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 If she wanted to do a long skirt, blazer, like more masculine vibe, I think she could have done something like Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep came in full sequence.
I got it.
And I'm so excited for Margot Robbie to be done with her Barbie outfits. I loved all of them.
But I mean, she's not gonna be done. She has a whole award season.
No, I'm done with it. I'm done with Margot
Robbie. Poor Margot Robbie, who got out of Chanel.
And then they threw her right in. They're like, you can only wear pink for the next 2 years.
You can only wear pink. But like, she doesn't have to. She could go in and go full just like black. Like, she could just be like, fuck you guys.
How do you know? Maybe she's contractually, she can't.
And yeah, she keeps bringing up how all the girls keep wearing pink. Maybe she's taking 5% of pink. The colors, brand deals.
Pink's PR is
Pink's big business.
Pink is big business.
Pickleball and pink are really running shit right now.
Okay, Taylor Swift's dress. I liked that color. I liked that color. I thought
like, I like it because she had a moment.
Yeah, I thought she looked good. Mm-hmm. Selena, there's just too much going on.
I feel
it was A-lined. It had.
She didn't look comfortable.
She didn't look comfy.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
I was
the
like,
dress was wearing her. She wasn't wearing the dress.
Yes. But I think she looks gorgeous.
Like her, like in general.
In general, yes. I'm feeling really good energy from her. Yeah, I didn't love the fit. I want her to feel comfortable, and it looked like she was getting strangled.
Heidi Klum, people loved it. I hated it.
You see? I didn't even see her on the carpet.
I
hated
it.
Isn't it funny how, like, some coverage, they just, like, don't put certain
some people
in
you just
it.
Don't see. Yeah. Hailee Steinfeld in Prada, I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked it too.
I don't think she needed to do the black gloves. Mm. I think she could have Chanel'd it and been like, take one accessory off.
So the funniest part about the whole thing was that they were serving sushi,
mm-hmm.
which like who thought serving sushi at a 4-hour award show was a good idea.
Like, that's it. Just sushi.
Like, sushi was the food. So Will Ferrell saves the day.
Mm-hmm.
My husband.
Wait.
There's drama with him, though, apparently.
No. Is there?
You wrote something.
I wrote something.
Yeah.
So I was with one of my gay guy friends over the past couple of days, and for whatever reason, we started talking about Will Ferrell, and he goes—
As one does.
Yeah, and he goes, I hate Will Ferrell. He's not funny at all. And I go,
no.
Oh, what? And I just started listing— theatrical, amazing cinema
he's
that he has
one.
Created.
He's my number one.
I'm naming scenes. I'm naming movies. I'm like all of YouTube videos. I'm like, what about this man do you not think
his
he's funny?
His SNL audition where he played a cat for 5 minutes?
He said in the gay male community, no gay men think Will Ferrell is funny. I said, what? I started doing research.
Wait, I love how he's canceled by the gay community and we don't know. Yeah.
The gay community does not think, the gay men do not think that Will Ferrell is funny at all. He was like, no, I'm telling you, all of my gay guy friends, like we all agree.
For the gagglers who are listening.
I need to know.
Please DM us. We want to understand.
He was like, you have to bring it up on the podcast. I'm telling you, everyone is going to agree. So we're
so
literally doing research.
He gets on stage and he's like, well, it smells like hot sushi. And everyone starts dying laughing. And then
ew.
You could just like kind of see like people struggling with chopsticks.
I would never. I could never.
Think about like the level of diva that's in that room.
Mm-hmm.
To get people to stay for an award show for 4 hours to like even after you lost, like everyone has to like.
I can't believe more people don't sneak out.
Well, Jennifer Lawrence, everyone was laughing because it cut to her and she mouthed, if I don't win, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Which is like what everyone's thinking.
It's
like,
funny.
How do I get out? I think Taylor Swift left after she lost.
I didn't. What was she nominated for?
But also like if Taylor Swift won, she would have gotten so much hate because everyone had been like, okay, she put a compilation thing together, like a documentary type thing.
Yeah.
And the Oppenheimer people would have been up in arms. And then she would have had to deal with that hate. So I'm fine. I'm like, let someone else have fun for a bit and Taylor can just like have a fun night.
Was Jacob Elordi there?
No, but Barry Keoghan was.
I watched Saltburn.
Where'd you watch it? Give me the scene.
I watched it alone in my own home by myself on a Saturday afternoon. Whoever made this movie is sick. The people, sick. It's... I feel like I can stomach a lot of things. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, if it's sexual and it's deviant, I can sit through it. I can watch it. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, big whoop. It's like, I thought it was going to be like when people were like, 50 Shades of Grey. It's so crazy. And then I watch it and I was like, that's a Tuesday. Chill the fuck out. Like, it's not that crazy. Saltburn is sick.
See, Saltburn, 50 Shades of Grey, I winced. I was like, ow. I was like, that hurts. The faces that movie made me make, Saltburn, I want to be weirded out like
I
that.
Actually have a recently, I don't know, I've been Googling
you have
it.
You a gag reflex?
Yeah, something's happening to me, like, medically. My gag reflex has been, like, on 10 recently.
Poor Craig.
I was going to say Saltburn made you realize that. That was it. Damn.
Wait, were you alone gagging?
No, Hannah, I'm not kidding. I had to look away from the TV during the bathtub scene because I was like, I'm going to vomit. The thought of him swallowing, I can't even.
The best.
I actually can't.
And then when he was licking around the rim.
No, I can't. No, I can't, Hannah. Please don't. I couldn't.
The best thing about that is at first you see like Jacob Elordi jerking off and you're like, oh, this is about to get hot. And I love how they throw you. Like, you're like, ooh, it's going to happen. And then you're like, no.
Jacob was just enjoying his own night. Like,
you know what Barry Keoghan did? He said, good soup.
No. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Also, like,
the
funeral scene?
Do you know that scene was not written in, and he was supposed to just be, like, crying on the grave?
Yeah.
And then he just, on
don't
his
tell
own.
Me. No, don't
was
tell
like,
me.
I feel like this should happen. He added it to the movie.
Sick.
And someone was joking about it online. I think a comic was talking about, like, imagine if it bombed. Like, imagine if he just started doing that and the crew was like, okay.
Cut. I think we got it.
Yep, definitely got it. Like, 4 minutes ago.
No, the movie is sick. Here's another reason why I hated that fucking movie.
See, though, I think it's my favorite movie of the year.
You're sick.
I'm sick. Like, I'm not, like, crazy in the bedroom or anything, but, like, I will enjoy cottage cheese. And that's, like, that's, like, the kind of sickness I am. I feel like we're opposite.
I know what you mean.
We're like completely opposite.
I know you
like
mean.
A man, if a man spits in my mouth, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, like, you're like, that's really bad.
Insane. That's disgusting. Like, horrible. If a guy accidentally pulls my hair because he like we're turning around, I'd be like, ow!
But you'll eat Chipotle from the night before that hasn't been refrigerated. Like, and you'll be like, whatever. It'll make me stronger. You know? That's where we're opposite.
I'll find a tuna fish sandwich on the ground and eat it.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, good
Here's
soup.
The other thing about the movie, I hate, okay, whatever, spoiler alert. I don't give a fuck if you haven't seen it. I hate when, like, the bad people win at the end of the movie. Because I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
But is he the bad one?
Wow, that was deep.
Do you know what I think?
Yes, he was. This family, sorry they're rich. Sorry they were living their fucking lives in their mansion. Jacob Elordi was so nice to this fucking dork. And then he comes into their house and he takes it all.
No, but Jacob Elordi was used to having like people like as his little, you know, playthings. And he wouldn't let them hook up with his sisters. And he would just find someone new.
Oh, sorry that Jacob Elordi had a fucking boundary and said, please don't fuck my sister. If I had a nickel.
But this is what I love about the movie. Just when you thought it was going a type of way, it twisted it and it flipped it.
Yeah.
And you were left confused, disgusted. That's how I want to feel. I want a movie to give me.
It made you think.
Agita.
It made you, like, be in the moment of the movie.
Yes.
I definitely wasn't, like, on my phone a lot.
Yes. And also, you're a good predictor in movies. Like,
I am.
You see a movie. See, that when I can't predict what's going to happen in a movie, I always say, encore. Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's how I feel about, like, a comedian.
Yeah.
If I, like, know where the joke's going, I'm like, okay, well, no.
I didn't expect the ending exactly the way it was, but I did call that, like, the guy was bad. I was like, something's going to happen with this guy. He's, like, not great.
Yeah.
But Jacob Elordi.
I think that's why we're best friends, the fact that, like, we will have such violently different opinions on
violently
things.
Violently different. I saw a TikTok the other day, and it was so funny. I think it was Girl Boss Town, and she was like, if you just think about how crazy it is, there's, like, a girl in the world that wakes up to, like, Jacob Elordi's texts. Like, that's, like, and then I, like, sat and thought about it, and I was like, that's crazy.
I do have to say, I think we both love Jacob Elordi.
I would act like I never met Craig if Jacob Elordi walked in right now.
Wait, he's the one guy that he, for some reason,
hits both of our points.
I think it's because he's tall, so I'm like, I'm in. And he's a Australian accent. I'm in.
His fashion and the swag
fashion.
Of him.
Did
is
I not
why
send
I'm
you
in.
How he wears all these bags?
How he literally dresses like Princess Diana.
No, he's great. But then I tell
him.
Myself, like, he's probably like Armie Hammer. No, I didn't want to put that in the universe.
Don't, please don't. If I love him, something will happen with him in like 2.5 years.
I know.
He's young.
He's
that's
young.
That's why, like,
that's why you can't be with him.
Yeah, that's why I count him out. I'm like, you don't know things.
Guys, famous men are not always the best men for you.
If Brad Pitt, like, DM'd, oh, what am I saying? Yes. What are you saying?
Wait, we both agree about Brad Pitt, too, because Brad Pitt's
Hundo
in the, okay. Look at us.
Look at him and his man skincare line. You go, Brad.
Side note.
Brad is dating, like, a normie. He is dating, like, a normal-ass girl, I think.
Not to make it about me. People are telling me that
I look like
his girlfriend.
His girlfriend was dating someone
And I'm not, when I say people, I mean two people have messaged me.
And they have
me
your same last name?
And said, yeah, my mom. And said that I look like Brad Pitt's girlfriend. And, you know, I actually, now that I'm looking at it, I don't really, I could see a certain angle maybe, but like.
Yeah, kind of. What is
her name? Inés de Ramón.
Who was she like dating? She was dating someone like kind of famous, but not on the level of
Brad,
obviously.
I want one of these girls to write a book. Like, you know those girls who only bounce from rich and famous men? There's a shtick. Like, there's clearly like a playbook that I would like to know. Because it's like, it's not always necessarily like the richest or the most pretty or the, it's like there's something about the je ne sais quoi.
I met a girl in my early 20s, like in New York City, and I think about her all the time, and I don't, I actually can't remember her name, and I don't know where she is or what she's doing, but I think about her all the time.
Mm-hmm. She's your Roman Empire.
She's my Roman Empire, because every time I would see her out, she would be dating a different billionaire guy. She'd be engaged to a billionaire guy. She broke that off. She married a richer billionaire guy. They're married. Like, every time I saw her, I was like, what? Where are you finding them?
I do
how
think
do you know?
We get in patterns. Like, you know how you'll, like, date a bunch of guys who have, like, daddy issues? Or you date a bunch of guys who are just, like, alcoholics? Or you date a bunch of guys who are DJs.
Yeah.
How do you get in the pattern of dating billionaires? Like, how do you, oops, I just can't
Sorry,
stop dating.
I just keep falling over billionaires.
You're like, oh, I keep dating Virgos. How do you get, but also billionaires are probably a nightmare.
You'd be fine. We'd
As
all
your
be
mom
fine.
Said, if you marry for money, you'll work the rest of your life.
I know a few billionaires that I do enjoy their company. Mm-hmm. And then I know a few that I'm just like, yeah, you're the worst. And like you live in a different reality.
Yeah. But also the thing with New York is I feel like the richest guys you don't know are the richest. The guys who are flaunting their money are like actually not as rich.
Right. So it's the girls that find the real billionaires are even sneakier because
they
like,
could smell something
how
we
do
can't
you know?
Smell.
You didn't even know he had a Range Rover yet.
Yeah.
Like how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you're feeling stressed about the holidays like everyone else, and maybe your skin is really just like not having the best time this winter, I know my skin went on like a full rampage, then I want to tell you about OneSkin. OneSkin can help your skin bounce back with science-backed TLC that refreshes and reverses the signs of aging from the inside out. Their products are powered by a scientifically proven peptide called OS1 that targets fine lines and wrinkles right where they start, your cells. In fact, OS1 is the first of its kind to actually turn back the clock instead of just masking the signs of aging. I love OneSkin because all of their products feel very light on your face. It doesn't feel like you're putting on like a ton of stuff, like a ton of moisturizer. Like I hate when certain things feel really thick, and theirs definitely feels like light but still doing the job. The OneSkin Topical Face, Eye, Body, and Shields can be used with other products and it's easily fit into your current skin routine. I love the eye cream. I just feel like that's my most spot on my face that I really want to reverse aging. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using code GIGGLY when you check out at oneskin.co. Start 2024 off right and give your skin the scientifically proven love it deserves with OneSkin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. New year, healthier skin, that's OneSkin.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Side note about us, about our friendship. I do have to say, yeah. I saw a tweet that made me think of us because we FaceTimed this weekend.
And it was powerful.
We FaceTimed for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Like we were just, we both.
I know exactly.
You know exactly what I'm going to say. Granted, the first 5 minutes, maybe we need to talk. We were talking about nothing the rest 40 minutes.
So, no, you were, I feel like we got a lot done.
We did get a lot done. But like we were fully in mid-conversation.
Yeah, mid-conversation.
And you got up to go to the bathroom.
No, I got up to plug my phone in.
You're going to plug your phone in. And I lost you.
Yeah, my phone
died. I lost
died.
You. And there was like 2 seconds where I waited to be like, is she coming back? Mm-hmm. And then I hung up and I said, and that's that. And true friends, once your FaceTime was disconnected, the moment's over. You're not texting and being like, are you good? Are you alive? Are you? No, we're done. That's how the conversation ends. If that's how it ends, that's how it ends. We didn't talk for the rest of the day. Not even a goodbye. It was like, and then
I realized I never wish you Merry Christmas or a Happy New Year.
Neither did I.
Because no,
we're real friends.
In the moment, okay.
But we were texting.
We were literally trying to plug my phone in because I'm like, fuck, my phone's going to die. Literally, as I plug it in, dies.
Done.
I wait for it to turn back on. It's like 2 seconds. I turn it back on. I'm like, I feel like we covered it. Like,
no, literally, the moment's over.
I'm like, she's a sleepy girl. It's Saturday. She's mid-nap. I haven't called her back in 10 minutes. She's sleeping. And we'll go about our days and I'll see her on Monday. Like, that is true
friends, if you get disconnected,
they don't call
you're
you
not going to call again to say goodbye. Those are, like, waste of time.
That's just... like, that you would call a friend to be like, sorry, my phone died, just wanted to say bye. To someone that you think, like, could potentially get mad at you for not saying goodbye.
Yeah, like it was
goodbye.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, disrespectful.
It would have been disrespectful for you to FaceTime me again to be, I'd be like,
yeah, you'd be like,
over.
I'm our, be, me we and lost butter momentum. In a zone. Like, please stop. See you at business hours. No, I get it. That's when I turned Saltburn on. I was like, I'm having my midday movie.
But it was a really good FaceTime.
No, it was. We got a lot accomplished.
It was.
We gossip. We were the Taylor Swift and Selena of the couch.
Yes.
You know? We were like, can you believe?
Also, I've been going to hip-hop yoga.
Yep.
And some of the gigglers have been also. They've
nice.
Been tagging me. Or they've just been doing yoga and playing hip-hop. I don't know what's going on, but people are yoga hip-hopping. And I had this moment where I got into yoga hip-hop. First of all, I'm navigating, like, how do I not shit myself in hip-hop yoga? Because you need to have enough energy, but then you also don't want to have, like, too many calories that you...
Small side note question.
Yeah.
What's your time frame? Like, are you the kind of person that when you wake up, you have to work out or you won't do it all day? Or are you the kind of person that's like, I'll do it tonight?
Great question. I'm traumatized from college sports where we had to have 6 a.m. workouts. So I told myself, I made a commitment to myself, I'll never do that again.
Which I feel like is why you shower at night.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's, oh my God, you're so right. Cause I train during the day and then you get home, you're all sweaty, you shower,
and then you have to wake up again in the morning. Yeah.
Oh my God. That makes complete sense.
You're in a routine.
Look at us. So then I like to wake up. I like to give myself like an hour because I actually can't function the first hour.
Yeah, no.
So then around 11 or 12 is my prime time. Cause after that I'm napping.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get like a weird energy boost at like 11 p.m.
Yeah, you do. That's what...
I'm my most creative, my most funny.
Sierra was literally... This is so funny. Sierra was literally at my apartment the other day and she goes, have you gotten like a informational text from Hannah in like a while? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, she was like, you know, like when like she just like at 11 p.m. all of a sudden has all these ideas for you and she just like texts you all of them. And I was like, you know what? She did do that to me a couple weeks ago. I feel like you're due for one. She's like, no, I need one.
There's a friend that I haven't, she moved to LA and I haven't spoken to for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I send her a 3-minute voice note because I got inspired about business ideas for her. And she was like, first of all, hello. She was like, second of all, who is this? How did you get my number? And no, then she like, asked me about my life and I just didn't respond.
Like, you're like, I'm just here for the 10%. Like, you can take this idea if you want.
If I think of a good idea, I need to get it off my chest.
No, that or it is weighs like on one me. Of my favorite qualities about you. Like, you're very giving when it comes to your ideas. Like, if you have a great idea for someone and you need them to know because it could change their life, you have to tell them.
I think that's why I was put on this planet. Also, I have this, like, fear that if I have too much information that I can't remember anything. Like, I need to, like, get it out. Like, I can't remember. I don't
like
remember.
You're not a floppy disk.
No.
Sorry, I just have an information overload.
Like, I don't like memorizing things because I'm like, okay, then I'm going to forget other things. And Des is like, I was like, I can't learn 3 languages. I'll forget one. And he goes, you're never going to learn 3 languages.
Also, like, not how it works. So, like, you have a limited amount of storage space for information.
Imagine if I smoke weed, how dumb I'd be. So I keep telling people ideas and stuff. Because then also, like, I think if an idea I tell you works, I don't need money. I don't,
I the just satisfaction like to, is good enough for you.
And one day when you're accepting your Golden Globe after a horrible monologue, you say thank you to, what's her name? What's her fucking name? Oh, speaking of, as you guys know, I name drop Jeremy Allen White.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most insane experience seeing a kid
that you went to high school
with. That you went to middle school with. And we went to middle school. We were in drama class together. So drama class in middle school in Park Slope, Brooklyn was lit.
Unhinged, I feel
like. It was wild. So we went to the school, almost 51, that my mom ended up being principal at after I left. Unfortunately, because that would have been fucking sick. Yeah.
You would have been napping like, under her desk.
What'd you say to me?
Like, mom, fire her. She literally said that I have to do this math test.
I literally just
mom,
like,
you know I can't go up to the board. I get nervous.
I just put my feet up on the teacher's desk. So it was a specialized performing arts school.
Okay.
It was basically just for artsy Brooklyn parents to send their kids. But it was like a really, really good school. But you get put into drama, chorus, art, or dance.
Mm-hmm.
So all like the hot girls went.
Did you have to audition?
Yep.
You did?
It was like mini Juilliard.
Hannah, what was your audition?
Okay, well, so I didn't, all the hot girls go to dance.
Okay.
So, like, I didn't go to dance.
Okay.
And then all the smart kids do, like, art, like, drawing.
Yeah.
So it was, and I was like, I'm going to be an actor.
Yeah.
But then they, like, put me in the, like, the chorus audition. And you had to sing Happy Birthday, which, that's a fucking high note. That is a high note. And I bombed the audition. But I was like, it's okay. It's not my purpose. So all, like, the cool, funny, outgoing girls were, like, we're drama. And there's this little blonde kid named Jeremy Allen White. Tiny.
Yeah, tiny.
Like, everyone's best friend. Like, we all loved him. Like, Jamie. Yeah. Like, the kind of thing that you're not like, oh, I'm so intimidated by this, like, star. Like, I don't think he even got big parts.
Yeah.
if I remember right, I don't think he did. He just was like this.
He just liked acting. He was doing his school stuff.
There was always murmurs like, oh, someone is doing an off-Broadway play, or like someone got a part in something. Like, because, you know, it's New York City. Mm-hmm. But like, he was never one of those people. And that's why I think I love it so much. Yeah. I love an underdog story.
Did he ever say, like, not like, I know I'm going to be famous, or like, this is what I'm going to do, like, when I, like, never?
No, I just remember he was best friends with this girl, Lily, and like, I was friends with Lily, and like, it was just very chill. No one, he didn't have an air about him, like, he was better than anyone.
How old, he's our age?
He's exactly our age, from Park Slope, Brooklyn. Shout out, Park Slope, cut your throat.
And does he still live there?
No idea, but then I went to Beacon, and he was dating Addison Timlin, who was an actress at Beacon, who she actually had heat. Like, everyone's like, she's an actress. She's an actress. So the fact that he wanted to go to
Globe. How intimidating going to high school in New York City, specifically going to, like, performing arts high schools, of, like, who's going to be famous, who's going to be, like.
So Beacon was not the LaGuardia. LaGuardia is where, like, Timothy Chalamet went.
Yeah.
But it's, like, right next to it. And Beacon will just have random people. You're like, his dad's who?
Yeah.
Like, and it's not like, I feel like some places, like, oh, her dad invented the toaster strudel. It was like, oh, his dad wrote the musical Rent. Like, that kind of shit.
I feel so bumfuck. Like, in the middle of, our biggest thing was, like, Steffi P from Biology is pregnant. Like, you know, like, ours was not.
No, because you were the face of Limited 2. You were the person people were talking about.
Thank you so much.
I was talking to this model, and we were talking about the Mean Girls premiere that we're going to go to. And she goes, oh, my God, I have this, like, vintage purse that you could wear to it that I used to wear in, like, middle school.
Yeah.
It's Limited too. And then I stop and I go, oh, my God, I don't want a name drop.
I want to freak you out right now.
My friend was the fucking face of Limited 2. And she starts freaking out. And I'm like, all the magazines. Paige, that was the only place I went to shop before school.
No, I crushed it.
I got like 6 outfits and that was it.
They never let me keep any of the outfits though, which is crazy.
That's crazy because like everyone will obviously want to see what Paige is wearing to school.
I think that's where I started being like really bossy. Like if there was a shot where like gaucho pants were involved, I would go up to the stylist and be like, you don't understand. I have to be in the gaucho pants. She'd be like, okay, well, you're 12 and you don't make any decisions. You know what's funny is like all the people on the Limited 2 like crew, like if I think about it now, I was like 10, 11, 12. Mm-hmm. They were like in their 20s. So they were like going out at nighttime and then they'd come to the shoot in the morning and be like hungover and like tell my mom about their night. But I didn't like realize it.
You were like,
I was still
all
young.
Night they've been planning this shoot for me and my gaucho.
Yeah, I'm like, I love your sunglasses. You know, like they're hungover.
One of the best movies ever made, School of Rock.
Yeah.
I envision you as like the gay fashion kid.
I'm like, you're tacky and I hate you. But
someone has to tell you something and go, with your outfit, you're not giving me advice.
Don't wear that outfit again. But I think that's what, like, solidified that I loved this world because, like, the hairstylist, her name was Liz. Mm-hmm. The stylist, like, the wardrobe stylist, her name was Liz. The makeup artist was Alicia. Mm-hmm. And I, like, have DM'd them. Like, I still talk to them. And then there's, like, a few models that, like, I will DM. Like, we keep up with each
other. Do they still model any of them? I guess you had to be, like, a certain height to...
You know what? No. Maybe, like, one of them still does.
Yeah.
But none of them went to be, like a Kendall or, like, like a runway.
I love
like,
that both you and Dez were child models. You know, Dez's whole family were Ford. His mom literally was like, you guys are adorable little Irish kids.
I love that.
And after... They lived in Queens, so every day after school, she would drive them into Midtown to go to castings or to do stuff.
Yeah.
And they did that until they were about 12.
Yeah, they were always like right at, it was our after school activity. They were always at 3:30. Yes. They would start.
Yes, and the second puberty hit, shit went crazy.
Yeah. Like, I would get picked up from school at 11 a.m. My mom, I'd be like, sorry, doctor's appointment.
Oh my God.
And I wouldn't tell anyone, and my mom would drive me to New York City.
It's so funny because the hardest thing about me now being in the entertainment business is like, I still haven't wrapped my head around the fact that like I have to get like outfits and hair done. Because my showing up to work for tennis was literally like, do you have your sneakers?
Yeah.
Okay, go to war.
Yeah. No, when it's like your face and your body, like, and people are just looking at it.
I remember the first time I got my makeup done when I was starting like Bravo press stuff. I looked in the mirror and she put like so much makeup on me and I started to cry. because I was like, this is going to be my first photos for everyone to see. And I literally look like I don't know who I am.
Wait, when was that?
Like, it was early on.
What were we doing? Was
who
I there?
Who knows? Well, my friend was there when I was getting ready. I remember looking at her being like, this is too much eyeshadow, right? Because it was like a lot of dark eyeshadow. And it was like a daytime event.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, no, it looks good. I'm like, we like weren't getting each other.
Is this the day my pants ripped? Was this the day my pants ripped?
No, but that was hilarious too. But it is hard. Like, I've had my most mental breakdowns when you're like, okay, I'm supposed to be looking my best. I'm going to get judged. And I feel my most not myself, or I feel my most uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And when you see people on the red carpet like miss, it's like, it's because they're paying a lot of people around them who like didn't get it right.
Yeah.
And they just, they're.
And then it's, then, yeah. Then
and they had
like,
to trust it because like, unless you're doing your own hair and makeup, like, you right. have to worry about your own creative stuff that you're working on. Like,
we should go on our Instagrams and, like, pick out pictures that mm-hmm. have, like, insane amount of likes mm-hmm. of, like, when that picture was taken where we were actually miserable.
I do have one Getty photo that, like, people still lie to me. And they go, no, it looks good. Like, no.
You're seething over it.
Because, you know, sometimes you'll look at your friend and you'll yeah. be like, this is crazy, right? And you want them to make you feel less crazy by being like, yeah, this does look crazy, mm-hmm. so that they can help convince the makeup artist to be like, stop.
What picture? I'll tell you.
Okay, we'll do it right now.
We'll do it. We'll fucking do it live right now.
We'll do it live right now. And I actually, the makeup artist is an amazing makeup artist.
We don't have to name drop her.
No.
You don't even have to show the picture. You show me that picture, I'll tell you if you look good or not.
No, it's so bad.
Did you have to use this picture for like things?
No. But like, this is my nightmare.
Okay. Here's the thing. You actually don't look bad
in
it.
We'll put it in the newsletter.
You don't look bad in it at all. When is this?
It was like a couple months ago. But I also like, this is the thing.
I
went all out. Like, I was in like a gown and like hair back, which I don't normally do. Dark makeup, which, like, gives me agita.
Wow, you're stunning in this.
No, I know.
That's your stuff. Here's the thing. I don't think you look bad at all in it. I think you look really pretty. It's just you're not used to having that much makeup on. But the makeup doesn't, like, I wouldn't look at you and be like, oh, my God, her makeup is caked on. You're just not used to, like, that thick of an eyeshadow. And it is a little bit dated. Like, it does feel a little bit dated.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think you look great in that. You think what? Your face doesn't look good?
I just, like, don't know who she is.
Because you're used to, like,
Electric Grandpa.
Yeah, doing, like, natural makeup. This is, like, a totally different look.
For people who are, like, trying to put their style together, sometimes you should definitely just go with the thing that you like more because mm-hmm. you'll wear it better. Like, you know yes. when, like, you pose and you're just like, I'm
you're
cunty.
Like, I like feeling yes. myself.
Yes. That'll yeah. always look better than something someone else says is right for you.
Yep.
But you don't really trust it.
Whenever I do, I am a great, I can't mask it. When I hate my outfit, I'm like, no.
No, I know.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Like, I'll lose that.
Do you want to discuss your nails? Because I actually liked it until I saw
my face.
It's giving chicken cutlet.
First of all, that's not what I was saying. Of all the qualms, that wasn't one of them. When you go into a nail salon and you say, like, I want a French manicure, typically they already have the color that they use for the French manicure.
But that's wild. The fact that you say French manicure and then they just, like, go with what they normally go with. And there's so many different ways they go about it.
Yeah, so I was like, what are the colors that you typically use for a French manicure? And she showed me the pink, and I was like, I like more of like a pinky pink. Like, I don't like to be able to see my actual nail. She's like, okay, whatever. And then she like gives me this one, and it was fine. My thing is just like, if you're gonna freehand the white part, make sure you're better than me. Make sure you're better than me, honey. if you're freehanding the white part and I'm looking at it and I'm like, I could do that better.
What's
they're
the
not
option to not freehand it?
Some people use like a stamp. Mm. I've seen like nail people use like a stamp. Yeah. But this, and I know how they do it freehand. Yeah. They're supposed to do this like little X and then fill it in. And she was, I don't know what she was doing, mm-hmm. but my other qualm was she fucking cut me with the nail file. And I was like, fine, that happens, like whatever.
Assault.
No, literally, I was like, I've just been shot, I'm bleeding. Just been shot. I'm like bleeding out. I'm like, it's a Sunday afternoon, I'm bleeding out.
No, I once fully lost like a whole section of skin.
Yeah.
And it was like gushing blood. And
you have to be like, it's okay.
I literally was like, actually, I felt so good. Thank you.
She literally kept putting alcohol on it. I'm like, don't worry. It's not infected. It's just throbbing. She goes, and the size of Utah.
I'm like, I don't think I need to put salt on the open wound.
You can literally see my pinky nail throbbing and red. I'm like, if you could stop touching it, that'd be great.
She puts gasoline on it and lights it on fire.
She's like, you don't need your pinky nail anymore.
She just cuts off your finger. She goes, perfect.
She's like, sorry, I just nicked it.
Perfect.
So anyway, I got annoyed that the whites weren't the same size on each finger.
Yes. Were you like, could you make this one a little thicker?
I said nothing.
What they do with mine is they'll just put like a tiny bit of white on top and I go, can you go a little thicker? Then they go thicker. I'm like, can you go a little more thick?
Yeah.
And then it becomes like a whole back and forth.
I said nothing.
Once a girl did something wild.
What?
She just like put a ton of white on top. And then erase the bottom.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Which was an interesting thing.
An interesting move.
Asking for a French manicure is a loaded question.
Yeah. I was testing the waters because I was like, I'm going to wait to do French when I get like gel X extensions. It's going to look better on like just like my normal nails. Yeah. But I was like, fuck it.
Your nails look good.
They look fine.
I've been doing French because like French can grow out
for
like a month and a half and I don't have to redo it. But I'm afraid, is French still like in it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, I got nervous because that's all I wanted to do is French.
No, the girls are loving French right now.
Speaking of like premieres and stuff, we've decided we're going to our first ever movie premiere together.
Yep.
It took a lot for us to both.
Took a lot. Here's the thing. We get invited to a lot of them and like I feel bad being like, yeah, whatever, it's a movie premiere. Because like anyone would be like, that's so fucking sick.
Well, I want to tell the gigglers like what it's really like.
Yeah, because like, it's not what you think it is.
Yeah.
So like half the time I'm like, oh yeah, that would be cool. But like I literally don't have the energy to figure out what dress I'm wearing, book hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Like I just like I can't do that right now. Mm-hmm. Mean Girls is different. If we're going to go to a movie premiere, it has to be Mean Girls.
So the drama with Mean Girls is that they're not marketing it as Mean Girls the musical. They're just calling it Mean Girls and putting a little like music icon inside it. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that on purpose, clearly. Mm-hmm. So they're afraid there's going to be backlash, that people are going to be like, this is...
My eyes are already twitching.
Did you know it was a musical?
I did.
Yeah.
I did know it was a musical. I wasn't happy about it. I don't think, like, we needed it to be a musical. Mm-hmm. I will say I love Renee Rapp.
Yeah,
I think
same.
She's going to fucking crush as Regina George. Regina George. She's a great musician. Mm-hmm. I think because, like, Mean Girls, the actual musical, did do so well. Mm-hmm. But Mean Girls, the movie... also did so well. So, like, I'm very excited. But I do wish that it was not a musical.
Well, so Paige and I said yes. So our day, we have to record the pod. Mm-hmm. Not have to. It's our favorite part of the week, honestly. Everything's downhill from here.
No, literally.
Then I'm meeting you at your apartment at 3. Mm-hmm. And I have to choose an outfit, which... Mm-hmm. It gives me so much anxiety. And then you're also in on it too, so that's going to be drama. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to like...
I have two outfits to pick from.
You have two outfits to pick. Plus Craig, whatever he's wearing today.
Where's
he's not
Craig?
Coming, but still, you have to make sure he's not walking around in some flip-flops.
No, if we're in different states, I can't deal with his outfits. If we're in different states, I'm not liable.
So we never just like messaged you like, do you like this today?
No, he does all the time. He's like, when I wear this. I'm like, I don't know.
This is above my pay grade. So then we're getting our hair and makeup done, which you love.
I love. I wish Grace was here so we could, like, vlog.
Yes. Grace is here.
Oh, is she coming to my house?
Let's vlog it.
Great.
Yeah, we'll vlog it.
And we'll vlog, like, you picking out your outfit and which one.
We have a YouTube.
I like getting hair. I always forget.
Yeah.
We have a YouTube.
I mean, we're honestly.
This year is our year for YouTube.
This year's our year for YouTube.
Oh, I like getting hair and makeup because it takes out the effort of, like, getting ready.
For me, like. Actually, a lot of people have been messaging me when I'm on my stand-up tour being like, I'd love to do your makeup for the tour. When I'm on tour, I fly in somewhere at like around noon. I sleep until 4 because I'm tired. And then...
Yeah, you're only hair and makeuping for and then Giggly.
I piddle-paddle. I piddle-paddle. If I have to leave at 6:30, I'm getting ready at 6:10. It takes me 20 minutes
to do your makeup.
To do my makeup and my hair. So it's like if I were to get a hair and makeup person...
You would have started at like
I'd have to start 2 hours before then. And I like to piddle-paddle.
Yeah.
By piddle-paddle, I mean like I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm not doing
anything.
I agree.
I like that too. The only reason I like getting hair and makeup is because we have to get it for Giggly Squad because it's a different like... Yes. Vibe and the girls are getting super ready. Yeah.
No, I love getting it done for a Giggly Squad, but I was just explaining why I like tell people I don't get it done the road, and it's because my looks are my like last thing I'm worried about. People were very mad that I wore camo this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, but I like honestly,
if you're gonna wear camo though, I feel like you're gonna do it in Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's what I was saying. I have like a whole bit about guns and like it was feeling too like on the nose.
I will say that I did DM you and say I wouldn't walk my non-existent dog in that outfit, but...
That was really funny. That made me laugh so hard because the comments, everyone was just like, Paige is so mad right now, Paige is so mad. And then I was waiting for your message and when it came, it fucking hurt so bad. And I was like, this is what I love her for. I felt that.
I said, I'm not even acknowledging this outfit.
At first you weren't gonna...
This outfit is dead to me.
But the problem is I'll like pick three outfits and sometimes I just don't pack well and then like it's... This is where she is. So anyway, once we're ready to go to the premiere, we have to head there. And then it's always like chaos outside. It's always like Lincoln Center or something. Yeah. And then you're just put in like a line.
Yep.
You just get in a line.
You're put in a line. Nobody knows who you are, which is fine because there's so much chaos going on. And then there's one woman like standing at the front of the line and she'll be like, name. And then you'll say like Paige DeSorbo. And then she'll tell.
It's like going to jail.
No, it's.
If we were going
to
get in
if
jail.
If someone said bend over, we have to see if you're hiding anything. Like I would understand. I'd be like, okay.
And then you take your what's it called? Your jail
then
shot.
They, no, then they hold up a shot. Sign that says your name to all the photographers so that they can record who they just took a picture of.
Yeah.
It's very...
And also,
regimented.
Like, you spend all day getting ready for this one fucking photo. And while you're in line, you know, you might be socializing, you're sitting, you're nervous. And then out of nowhere, they'll be like, your turn. And then you freak out because you're like, is my hair okay? Is everything okay? I just spent 4
hours
getting ready.
You literally forget in that moment how to stand. And I forgot how to stand.
And it's everyone's also watching you take the photo. So you're so
in
your
head. And then photographer's yelling at you, turn this way.
And then they're done. Like, in a second, it's over. Like, and you're just like, oh, do we get it? Like, you know, with a friend, you're like, take 4,000 photos. But when you're
and then they're like, move.
They take one snap and they go, thank you. And I go, are you sure? Do you want to check out? I think, I was like, I'll talk accidentally. Yeah. Like, I'll like, someone will be like, hey, Hannah. Like, and they'll be like, oh, my mouth was 1,000% open during that whole thing.
For my general personality and everything about me, I genuinely thought I was going to like red carpets more than I do. Mm-hmm. I hate them. I get so nervous.
I do have to say, I love red carpets. I don't love the actual purpose of it, like waiting to see if the photos are good. Like, I would love there to be I don't want no one to see it. I like the idea of standing there.
I wish we could do this virtually from my couch. Yeah. And you could ask me the questions.
I love the energy of it. Like, I love that the photographers are taking photos, you're posing.
No,
like,
that's
I love
so
that.
Fun.
But then to walk off and then look online and see what I put into the universe that might not
and then everyone's
be good.
Like, oh my God. That's what she looks like. And you're like, I was literally standing there for 4 seconds. I know the picture's not good because they were rushing me, but you can't explain that to everyone on Instagram. You're like, okay, fuck you.
Or like beforehand, I'll be like, do your little smile where your lips are a little open. Like, do that smile. And then obviously I forget to do that and I look like really serious the whole time. Yep. Or I'm like smiling stupid smile where like your whole face is distorted.
But there's nothing more satisfying than like going to one of those events and then you're in the car ride home and you see the picture and you're like, I fucking nailed it. You're welcome for giving you this fashion, this art, this makeup. Like, I keep...
The Mona Lisa is shaking.
There's no one less humble than me in that moment in the car ride home after I see the picture and I nailed it. And I'm like,
and what's funny is they'll post the photos like immediately. But you know what it is? I had that one really bad Getty photo. I actually have two. I also have one.
I have a few too. That,
I have
like,
one from a charity event. Early on in my career, I went to a charity event, was not planning on any photo living on the internet forever.
Yeah.
And it was like one of my bads, my monster side. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, duh. And they use it for everything. For every announcement.
Yeah. You're like, what? There's 1,000 other pictures of me on the internet. Who has a personal vendetta?
It's also from like 2019.
Do you want to know here how petty I am?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, if an outlet posts a really bad picture of me, like, where they meant to do it, and I know
they had to search for
They had to search for that picture, and that's the picture they're using for the article, I'll find the name of the person that wrote that article, and I'll never do an interview with them. That's how petty
you
I
can Excel
get.
Doc?
I have a situation where I know who at what place I don't fuck with.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I know you don't like
me. You try to hurt me.
You're doing your job, which I get. Do your job. Mm-hmm. But, like, you're making it personal, and now you'll never get an interview with me because you're petty and you use that picture, and I clocked it. Well,
they did start the petty war.
Yeah, they started it.
No, that's wild. Yeah. I won't even read an article if they use a fucked up photo. I'm like, I can't be a part of this experience. Yeah. It's bad energy for me. I'm actually at this point where I don't read anything about me ever.
Yeah. I just got to a point where I used to read my own comments on my pictures, yeah. like on my own personal Instagram, because yeah. it is like a majority gigglers. Mm-hmm. But I've actually gotten to the point where now I don't even go on my own pictures.
I do have to, no, but that's healthy.
I know, but sometimes it's sad. It's like you post the picture and then it's like, it's that moment's over. You can't ever look at those comments.
Because you have to post it for you.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're like, this is my expression. It's like, I honestly think that the gigglers leave the funniest comments.
Yes. Well, we're like, only reason. Because sometimes I'll see a comment from a giggler and I'm like, you're a stand-up comedian.
My mom will call me just laughing. I'm like, what? And she's like, I'm reading your comments on your last photo. The gigglers.
When the girlies took over 4+4 and just like created it into their own thing, it was so
amazing. And then I tried
to
do like a PEMDAS, but I actually didn't get 8. And everyone was like, this is so awkward.
Wait, you tried to do a legitimate
I tried to do like 4 divided by 2 to make it 8, but like in that moment I thought I had to get 4. Like I just was
You're like,
being
I'm a woman
dumb.
In the arts.
I'm a woman in the arts. I'm creative.
I can't do everything.
The comments I live for, but there are moments where, you know, you have to just express yourself. So that's the like tea of what it's really like going to a red carpet. Also, when you're done, like it's done in 4 seconds.
No,
it's like
thank you.
And then sometimes
seconds.
The movie is not for another hour.
Yeah, so stay tuned because, like, we don't know if we're going to see it or if we're not going to see it. But like we mentioned, it is a musical. Mm-hmm. I tend to fall asleep in musicals, and I actually think that that would be rude. But yes. I can't help my own narcolepsy. Like, I can't fight against a musical. I try. I really try. I've been at multiple
you fight for your life.
Plays where I'm like, one eye open.
I feel like Craig would have more fun at the premiere than you.
100%.
Does he like Mean Girls?
I actually don't.
I feel like every man, every boyfriend, you should force them to watch Mean Girls.
Yeah, I
like,
was just
bring them
say,
home
I don't
to hook
know.
Up, put Mean Girls on.
I don't know if he's seen it. We've never spoken about it.
It's actually crazy to watch Mean Girls with a guy. I think I was watching it with Des once. It was like on TV. Every scene is quotable. Yeah. So I'm quoting everything. I'm like, you don't know this? What yeah. universe are you living in? You don't know this? So anyway, shout out to Mean Girls everywhere.
Yeah. All of them.
Represent. You guys, thank you so much for giggling with us today. Keep an eye out for the Mean Girls premiere photos. Pray for us, mostly me. And subscribe to our newsletter.
Yes, our newsletter has been really funny, I feel like.
It's definitely like evolving.
It's just like so stupid, but also very important. It's like so important.
And I think that's the theme of our pod.
I love seeing your picks.
I do too.
And sometimes we're very on the same page.
Oh my God.
I need
sometimes
the gigglers to know.
Fits together.
Yeah, I need the gigglers to know.
We do it separately.
We do it completely separately.
We don't want to be like inspired or swayed.
I speak to Grace on my own. Hannah speaks to Grace on her own.
And then Grace puts it together. And then sometimes our moms, when they're not busy, will add to the newsletter. And also, if there's anything you guys are interested in, obviously, hit us up. I'm going to add my outfit today because I really love my outfit today. So I'm going to add because I got this sweater vest. On sale, and I want to put it on for them to see.
You have been very excited about the sweater vest.
I'm very excited. I want to wear it to the premiere tonight.
This is a good outfit. You need to post this.
Yeah, I will. I love you guys so much. Thanks for giggling, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.